Back with Senator Wright. Before we get to additional legislation, you have decided to make an endorsement in a local race. It's not something you do often. I can't remember ever hearing you do that, but you've decided to make an endorsement. Tell us about it.
You're right, Mark, and it is something that I told myself I was going to refrain from doing because you just never know how things might change and it could affect yourself, you know? It's not unlike making a recommendation for somebody to come and fix your refrigerator or take care of the driveway, and then you find out from your friend they didn't like the person, and now you're in trouble. So anyway, you know, Ed Kelly is really a wonderful man, and we've known him and his wife, Mary Margaret, for years. My wife and I have socialized with him for years, and I was frankly caught off guard when he made the announcement that he was going to be stepping down. He sent me a text and said, I didn't want to bother you in session, Senator Wright, so that's why you didn't hear from me before I made the decision. But I'm so happy for him, and I'm even more excited about Deb Denny's putting her name in to run as the next county chair. I think she is the person that's currently on our county board that can do the right job. She's so involved in so many things, as you probably know. She's very involved and has been involved in our space program here, which is not important just to Brevard, but it's important to Volusia, and it's also important to the entire state of Florida. As a senator, I've been made aware of all 67 counties, there's at least one company in every county that depends on their income because of the space industry. So she's involved. Our Congressman Waltz has asked her to join a particular committee that he's on in Washington, D.C., and myself and Tyler Saroy, Representative Saroy from Brevard County, have started our own space caucus, and we have four legislators on my team. He has four legislators on his team, and we each have chosen a local person, and I have already chosen Deb Denny's to be on my space caucus team. So she's going to be a great advocate for us, and she's a wealth of knowledge. So I'm excited to endorse Deb Denny's. You're the first people that I've told about it, so you heard it here first, folks, that we are going to help her in every way we can to continue to lead Volusia County into the further 21st century.
And you never endorse people. That's so I know that this was very important for you and that you took a lot of consideration before you made the decision.
I did. I made some phone calls even to make sure that other people were on the same page. They were. I actually talked to some other civic leaders to make sure that they weren't going to surprise me and go, well, I was hoping that you would endorse me, type of thing. And the people that I talked to that I thought might be qualified all said they, too, were going to be supporting Deb Denny's.
Have you also received some sort of intelligence from your sources that indicate there will be no other dark horse entering the race?
I haven't received that, but you know, it's a little early. I'm thinking,
which is why, I'm not casting any doubt on your endorsement. It's just you came out early and you came out for Deb Denny's, and you know a lot of people and you have a lot of friends. So you feel pretty confident that one of your other friends isn't going to come out in a couple of months.
I'm pretty confident. She's a strong personality. Like I say, she has a broad base of knowledge. And I have a feeling that you probably could not almost stump her on any question. She would know something about it. And as a first-term senator, I'm not that fortunate yet. Sometimes the people ask me questions, and I'm like, that's new to me. I need to find out more. But I've yet to ask her a question and not be able to get some sort of a valid and qualified response.
Do you anticipate that after session you will help her on the campaign trail?
I will, yes, and do some fundraising for her. You know, I did quite a bit of fundraising for Governor DeSantis. I did some serious fundraising for Ashley Moody. You know, I feel strongly, I'm at that point in my life where I realize that government, knowing your government leaders and working with your government leaders is very beneficial to making sure we're all being served correctly. And as a younger man, it was all about me, if I may say that. And today, it's all about us, and we need to figure out how to take care of us. And she's the right lady for that job.
How long have you known Deb Denny's?
I've known Deb. She's actually, since I've lived out in New Smyrna area, 6 years. She's actually my congresswoman, or my
councilwoman.
Thank you. And I think they're going to rename themselves commissioners. I think there's some talk about that.
Yeah.
That get rid of this gender issue over are you a councilwoman or a councilman?
And Ed Kelly was thinking they should call the chairman mayor, and I agree with the chairman, I think it's a lot easier to explain to outsiders who the mayor of the county is as opposed to saying the chairman.
I agree. Yeah.